This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Hollard Financial Feature on the Tailored Experience, brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's Hottest Frequency. So today for the Hollard Financial Literacy Feature, we are joined on the line by Vishnu Naika, who is the Executive Head of Business Assurance. And we're going to be learning a bit about the different types of insurance, because in the past couple of weeks, we've been having such great conversations around it and we continue to learn. Good morning, Vishnu. Thank you so much for your time.
Shikani, thank you very much for having me.
So in the past, Vishnu, we've already discussed whether insurance is a need in our lives, how insurance works, and ultimately what role insurance can play in our lives, or even the benefits that it brings. So for all of those people who might have missed those conversations that we've had around that, can you please maybe perhaps summarize that for us?
Shikani, one of the most important things for listeners to remember is when you pay your insurance premiums, what are you really buying is peace of mind.
Yeah.
Should you experience an unforeseen or foreseen event, for example, a death in the family, sudden illness or retirement, the results in your life can be stressful. And we know that some of us have experienced that during this time. This is when having insurance is important.
Yeah.
With insurance, you will have peace of mind because you are protected against risks, foreseen and unforeseen, that you may face. So a short summary of the discussion thus far is simply, insurance is a product, just like a pair of shoes is a product, that gives you the peace of mind that you will be covered, protected, and taken care of, despite any of these unforeseen or foreseen or unforeseen events that may happen in our lives. Now, I'm sure listeners are asking, how does insurance really work? How insurance actually does this and delivers on this promise is by putting you in the financial position that you were in before the insured event occurred, or compensates you for the loss of life, injury, and loss of income as a result of this event. For example, you may have a fridge worth 5,000 Rand today. Tomorrow it were to be stolen, you would have lost that value of 5,000 Rand. Insurance then gives you back that 5,000 Rand, putting you in the same financial position you were in before the unforeseen event happened.
Sure. So even though we may have this understanding of what insurance is and how insurance works, it may still feel a bit overwhelming when considering to take out one's first insurance policy, because it seems there are so many different types of insurance out there. How should we be, you know, making sense of all these different policies and products in the insurance world?
Shikani, that's a great question. And I'm sure many people, you know, try to actually understand that.
Yeah.
The reality is a wide variety of insurance products are available today from a number of different insurers, because each of these are designed to fit a specific need that someone may have, just like a pair of shoes. They come in different sizes, different colors. So an insurance product or policy may come in various forms with slight variation, different cover options, different inclusions and exceptions, and different benefits. Now, that said, something that could help listeners navigate all of the different insurance options that they may encounter is the realization that there are really only two main types of insurance, and all other types fall into one of these categories.
Okay.
There's the short-term insurance. The first protects your positions and will include examples like your home insurance, your content insurance, and this is all of the household content that you have in your home, cell phone and car insurance. This type of cover seeks to put you in the financial position that you were in before the insured event occurred. In other words, if this item is damaged or stolen, the insurance policy will return the lost value to you. Yeah. This is called short-term insurance. You then move on to life assurance, and sometimes often referred to as long-term insurance. And this type of insurance products do not cover possessions or buildings, but family members or livelihoods. The second type of insurance, or this type of insurance, seeks to compensate you for the loss of life, injury, and loss of income. something that many people are experiencing during these COVID times. This is called life assurance. Examples of life assurance include life policies and funeral policies.
Sure. So if you had asked me how many times there were before this conversation, I would probably have said somewhere around the lines of four or five different kinds of insurance policies. And there are really only just two types of insurances, short-term and life. Now you mentioned a few different examples of insurance. Could you perhaps tell us a bit more about, you know, some of these policies and how they actually help us on the daily?
Sure, I will touch on just a few different examples from these two types to give listeners an idea of the many different products out there that could assist them in terms of achieving this peace of mind that we talked about. Mm. So the first one that many people would be aware of, and some of your listeners will be aware of, is cell phone insurance. And this covers your cell phone in the event of it being stolen or damaged. The second is building insurance. This covers the outside and inside walls, roof, ceiling, fixtures, and windows of your house. Mm-hmm. The third example I can share with you is contents insurance. And this covers your household contents, for example, the furniture, appliances, and personal belongings. What this effectively means is that in order to be able to replace one's house, as in the building, as well as all of the contents or belongings, you may actually require a different type of insurance for each and not just one policy.
Mm.
Another common type of insurance which many people know and they normally get these when they purchase a vehicle is a motor vehicle insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This covers your motor vehicle for damage, theft, and damage caused to property belonging to others. So it's not just about, you know, if you've met with an accident, it will not only cover your vehicle, but it will also cover damages that might be incurred by the third party.
Yeah.
A very important one, I think, as we mentioned earlier, another type of insurance is called life insurance. And this covers your life in some of the following events: disability, loss of limbs, death, etc. And then the other common one that is in play at the moment when you consider COVID and what we're experiencing is funeral insurance. This covers you and your loved ones for funeral expenses in the event of death. I think often we can confuse funeral and life insurance policy, but really they perform a very different function and fulfill a very different need. The funeral policy only assists in paying for the funeral or burial of a loved one, as this can often be a large and unexpected expense when this occurs and when we are already dealing with the loss of a loved one. Whereas life insurance replaces the income of a family member who may have brought into the home each month where they pass away.
Yeah.
For example, if with two incomes in our home, we are earning $5,000 to $10,000 each month, and this allows us to cover our expenses, were we to lose one of these incomes, we would no longer be able to cover our expenses. This is the need that life insurance covers. It helps replace that missing income from a loved one. There are just a few examples of different insurance policies available.
Yeah.
It is important to remember that each insurer may sell each of these products, but they will likely have slight differences in cover, in monthly premiums, costs, different benefits, etc. They structure these policies different. And when your listeners or the community are investigating what types of insurance policy would work best for them, they must make sure that they get the right type of insurance that they require and that you get exactly the policy that suits their needs at that particular point in time.
And you might have missed the earlier parts of a conversation that we are having right now with Vishnu Naika, the executive head of Business Assurance. Today we're learning about the different types of insurance. We're doing this as part of the Hollard Financial Literacy feature. Vishnu is back for us to continue with this episode. So Vishnu, we've had a few episodes on insurance as part of this Streetwise Finance feature over the past couple of weeks, and we've given out a lot of information to listeners about all kinds of financial topics. But knowing that there are so many different types of insurance, and you know, many of those we might not even have discussed, knowing that those exist, how do we choose the right type of insurance for us?
Lakhani, another good question. I think what is important is that, you know, anyone that's looking to purchase or get insurance is to follow a four-step approach. And the first is to do a needs assessment. And this first step in anyone's journey towards buying their first or any insurance policy should be to conduct a proper needs assessment. So what does this mean? This means asking yourself questions like, what do I want to have insured? Do I need insurance on my cell phone, on my home, or am I looking for a funeral policy? It is also important to consult your budget and determine how much you are able to afford each month in insurance premiums, a very important consideration. Another thing you should ask yourself is whether you require any specific benefits on your policy and whether you require any specific inclusions or exclusions in your policy. And, you know, insureds need to remember that this prerogative and these rights are their rights in terms of what they want and they don't want. For example, you want to make sure that your cell phone is covered, whether it be stolen or it gets damaged, not just necessarily when it's stolen.
Yeah.
Once you've done the needs assessment, the next important step is choosing the insurance. You will have to do your research and speak to numerous insurance companies or brokers. That's what they're there for, to help you with making this choice. You're looking for the best deal that meets all your needs and fits your budget, so shop around. That's what listeners must do and should do. There are various ways you can engage with an insurer. You can visit their website. You can call into their call centers and get a quotation, or even visit their branches in person. And then once you've done that, the next steps is the conclusion process of signing the insurance agreement. And you only do this once you're comfortable that you have found the right insurance product that meets your needs. You need to make sure that you sign this insurance agreement. And in signing it, you actually, all of the things that you wanted as the insured is actually incorporated in this agreement. Once you've done that, you will receive a copy of the agreement along with the policy wording, which will have all of the terms and conditions. Your insurer may also request a few details from you, such as telephone number, physical address, and your ID number. Make sure you keep your insurer's contact details, the confirmation of your policy and your policy number accessible for the day that you may need to claim.
Okay.
And then finally, which is an important ongoing consideration, is are you satisfied with your insurance? Once you have your insurance policy, your needs and your budget may change, and this may mean that your insurance policy may need to change. And if it does, you can always contact your insurer to ask for more information about any potential upgrades or downgrades you can make to your policy. If you have any general queries about your policy, you can also contact your insurer.
Okay.
The most important thing to remember when you're having these conversations with an insurer is to make sure that you understand your policy and everything in the policy wording. And this also means making sure that you have the right insurance for you, making sure you're covered for what you think you're paying that premium for. If you're uncertain about anything, you can always make contact with your insurer and ask them to explain this to you. They have an obligation to do this.
Yeah, true. I hope that, you know, our discussion today has been helpful to so many listeners who may be unsure about how insurance works, all the different types of insurance that are out there, and why we actually need it. A last question I have for you, just before I do let you go and get back to your work, what would you say is the one thing that we can take away from today's conversation to help our listeners navigate the different insurance products that do exist out there?
Shlokani, I think there have been many things which could help a lot of listeners. They have certainly helped me.
Yeah.
I think the key point for today is that understanding insurance and the different types of insurance available is the key to unlocking insurance policies that works for you when you need it most and meets the needs of you and your family.
Oh, Vishnu, thank you so much for taking the time and having this conversation with us. We definitely do appreciate it. We have come to the end of yet another exciting episode of the Hollard Financial Education Series. This one was packed with a lot of information, as usual. I mean, practical ideas that are easy to implement on our financial life. And, you know, as they say, time definitely does fly when you're learning and having a lot of fun while you're doing that. A big thank you yet again to Vishnu Naika for this chat. So if you have more questions about Hollard Streetwise Finance or the topic discussed here today, visit the Streetwise Finance website. That is streetwisefinance.co.za to ask your questions or get more financial literacy content, and you get it for free there. And at the beginning of this episode, I did talk about an exciting 1,500 Rand for one listener who will give us the correct answer to a multiple choice based question on today's topic. And you can enter the competition via WhatsApp or in our website. Now, I'm going to ask you the question that puts you 1,500 Rand richer if you answer it correctly. And then I'll also let you know how you can send us that answer. So the question for today is, what are the two main types of insurance? That's the question. What are the two main types of insurance? Number one, short-term and long-term insurance. Number two, life and medium-term insurance. Number three, cell phone and funeral insurance. Those are your options. What are the two main types of insurance? The first one is short-term and long-term insurance, life and medium-term insurance, and we've got cell phone and funeral insurance. One, two, or three. If you think you know what the answer is, we just want to take your chances. All you need to do right now is WhatsApp the correct answer followed by your name and the hashtag Hollard. That WhatsApp number is 079-899-6226. Alternatively, you can also go to our website. You click competitions. Then you go to the Hollard Financial Literacy Competition and answer the same multiple choice question based on this week's episode. And you can stand yourself a chance of walking away with that 1,500 Rand. The terms and conditions are also available on our Capricorn FM website. So, following your correct answer to, you know, that WhatsApp number, that 079-899-6226, or maybe on our website, perhaps we could be giving you a call next week, letting you know that you are the one who walks away with that prize. The T's and C's do apply. Winners will be announced next week. And the next episode is going to be on the 14th of July, and we will be discussing insurance policy wording and contracts. So make sure that you do not miss out on that, because we are going to be discussing you, insurance, policy wording, and definitely those contracts. The Hollard Financial Feature on the Tailored Experience, brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's Hottest Frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.